Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror, I look good. I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
Is up, beautiful people.
That's right. You are now locked into WKAR's current sports. It is Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. December 21st, 2018. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your Friday afternoon. Just 4 days until my favorite holiday, Christmas, right around the corner. And this will actually be our last live current sports radio show prior to Christmas, as we'll return live back on the airwaves next week, Thursday. So I want to give you guys a heads up on that. So we plan on ushering you into your Christmas weekend with a bang and hopefully a very entertaining hour of current sports. All right. On today's show, it's absolutely loaded, as a customary Friday show is here on WKAR's current sports. We're going to look at tonight's Michigan State men's basketball game, as Michigan State will take on Oakland. And Greg Campy and company, they always give Michigan State a pretty good run, even though Michigan State remains undefeated in this series at 16-0, which is pretty surprising. That doesn't, you know, tell the full story of just how competitive this series truly is, all right? Also, after yesterday's Michigan State Red Box Bowl practice, some news came out concerning a pretty big name in the world of Michigan State football. You know, he was contemplating whether or not he should leave and forego his senior year, much like Justin Lane did, making his announcement last week via Twitter. But Raekwon Williams came out, and I will say this. There was a bit of confusion concerning what Raekwon Williams had to say about his future, returning or not returning for Michigan State, because he told a group of reporters one thing, and then he told another group of reporters a different thing. All right, I'll explain. I'll clear up all of this in just a moment, but I'll tell you, just to you know, spare you the anticipation right now. Raekwon Williams will be returning. Raekwon, one of the big names and forces on that Michigan State defensive line that led to Michigan State having one of the top rushing defenses in all of the nation. Raekwon is returning, and I'll tell you why this is so big for next year's team, all right? As promised as well, on Thursday's current sports, I told you I wanted to really touch on the whole Josh Gordon situation. Josh Gordon, former wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, and then, of course, he was moved to the New England Patriots organization, was having a few solid performances throughout the year. But Gordon and his troubles off the field have now led to a suspension. And also Gordon coming out on social media and saying that, look, I'm just not healthy mentally and I need to just get away from football. All right. And I wanted to talk about the correlation that the game of football has when it comes to mental illnesses of football players. All right. I think Gordon's situation, though, is a unique one. All right. I'll explain in just a moment. And I'll also touch on this whole LeBron James and tampering situation. I don't know if you guys heard, but LeBron James came out during a press conference and he noted just how cool it would be to link up with current New Orleans Pelicans NBA star Anthony Davis. If Davis was to come to the Lakers, how they could possibly grow something special out in L.A. And there are some NBA GMs out there saying LeBron James should be fined for those comments because, in essence, it's quote-unquote tampering. He's tampering with the league. All right? And I think that those GMs do have a bit of a point. Okay? And then on the back end of the show, we will close it out as we customarily do each and every Friday here on Current Sports. We will welcome Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis to the show for another installment of Fit Fridays. As J. Lou, as I like to call him, will give you a tip that you can use in the gym and in the kitchen because they go hand in hand. It kills me how many people I talk to who are trying to get fit. How many people I talk to that believe they just have to go in the gym on the daily, or not even on the daily, you know, 3 to 4 times a week. And if they crush it in the gym, all is well. You know, they totally forget about the eating habits that you have to have in order to live a healthier life, because they go hand in hand. You can crush it in the gym all day, but if you are eating like crap, it does not matter. All right. So Johnny Lewis, Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis, will usher us into the weekend, and we'll have a brief segment on Reflection Friday as I will reflect on the week that has been on Current Sports and beyond. But you know what's next? Here are your Current Sports Quick Hit Headliners. We start with the Raekwon Williams news because this morning, MSU junior defensive tackle Raekwon Williams, he cleared up any confusion as to whether or not he was returning to Michigan State University for a senior season with Mark D'Antonio's football team. Quote, "I'm pretty set on what I'm going to do. I'm staying. I think I'm staying. I'm staying." That's a direct quote from Williams talking to Rivals.com after practice on Thursday night. Now, there was a much different statement that Williams made to other reporters when asked just minutes earlier if he was, in fact, leaving for the NFL. And you know, that first quote was directed to Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com. Rico, of course, was a guest here on Current Sports just a few days ago. So this is what he told the other group of reporters just moments, minutes after he said that. Quote, "I'll think about it. Everybody thinks about it. But the main thing was finishing everything." He went on to say, quote, "I didn't really have time to sit back and acknowledge it yet." End quote. Again, that quote right there came minutes before Raekwon came out and said that he's staying. So I don't know what happened in the few minutes between those sessions, but Raekwon Williams is coming back. And if there was even further confusion, if you still weren't convinced that Raekwon was coming after those statements to SpartanMag.com, he hopped on Twitter this morning and wrote, quote, "Sorry to cause any confusion, my guy. Yes, I am staying in East Lansing." And that was a tweet that was followed up with a tweet from Chris Solari of the Detroit Free Press, Michigan State beat writer for the Detroit Free Press, as Chris retweeted, I tell you, Twitter, that's how we make official statements now, right? Chris retweeted Raekwon's retweet. Are you following that? And Raekwon's retweet alluded to Raekwon returning. But Chris said, look, you know, I'm not saying that a retweet is an official announcement that he is coming back, but there's a possibility this is what Raekwon retweeted. And that's when Raekwon said, "Sorry for any confusion, my guy." Yes, confusion galore. "Yes, I am staying in East Lansing." All right, you got all that? Did you follow me there? Bottom line, Raekwon Williams is coming back for a senior season. He's 6'4", 300 pounds. He has started 28 straight games, a key piece to the Michigan State run defense, which ranks number one in the nation at just 81.3 yards per game allowed. Pretty impressive stuff. All right, if you're into some action and you love watching the Western Michigan University football program, you can catch the Potato Bowl today at 4 p.m. That's right, the 2018 famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Western Michigan at 7-5 will take on Brigham Young at 6-6. This game will, of course, take place in Boise, Idaho. 4 p.m., you can catch that one on ESPN. The Broncos had an outside shot at the MAC West Division title, but lost three of their last four games. Now, this is the ninth bowl appearance for Western, and it's seeking its second postseason win. The Cougars' biggest win this season is back in September when they won at then number six Wisconsin. So, again, Western Michigan and Brigham Young, 4 p.m. on ESPN in the 2018 famous Idaho Potato Bowl. All right, freshman guard Nia Clouden tied her career high with 18 points as the number 22 team in the nation at Michigan State. Women's basketball captured its seventh straight dub, 89-74 against Florida Atlantic last night at the Breslin Center. The Spartans have now won seven straight games for the first time since starting the 2012-13 year with eight straight wins. Michigan State ends non-conference play with a 10-1 record. With the loss, the Owls fall to 3-8. MSU will now take a break for the holidays and will return to action on Sunday, December 30th, in their Big Ten opener against number 16-15 Iowa in East Lansing at 1 p.m., number 16-15 in both polls, respectively, and the Associated Press and, of course, coaches' poll. 1 p.m. on December 30th, Sunday, that game will be televised on ESPN2. Also, Michigan State men's basketball, the number 10 team in the nation, will play its final game before Christmas on tonight, hosting Oakland University at the Breslin Center. Tip time slated for 7 p.m. Junior forward Nick Ward scored a career-high 28 points, and Michigan State scored 64 points in the first half and cruised to a 104-83 win over Green Bay last weekend on Sunday. Ward led six players in double figures, scoring 28 points on 12 of 13 shooting from the floor, along with nine boards and a season-high four block shots. Michigan State and Oakland meets tonight for the 17th time in program history. The Spartans have never lost in this series, sitting at 16-0, hoping to make it 17-0 after the dust settles tonight. All right, the Detroit Red Wings. Nicholas Cronwall had a goal and an assist. Jonathan Bernier stopped 38 shots, and the Detroit Red Wings beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1 last night. Jonathan Erickson, Franz Nielsen, and Dylan Larkin all scored to help the D win for the second time at PNC Arena this season. Larkin's empty netter with 19 seconds left extended his point streak to now nine games. The Winged Wheel will now play host to Florida tomorrow. But tonight, you can catch the Detroit Pistons in action as the Pistons hit the road to take on the Charlotte Hornets. The Pistons sitting at 15-14. Charlotte an even 500 at 15-15. 7 p.m. is the tip time tonight at the Spectrum Center. And right now, the Hornets are four-point favorites. The Pistons trying to work their way out of a slump as they've lost now seven of their last nine games. But they will be feeling much better after taking down the Minnesota Timberwolves in a 129-123 overtime road win on Wednesday. Blake Griffin led the way in that performance, 34 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. And this is a story that we touched on yesterday, but there's been an update since. The New England Patriots wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended indefinitely for violating the terms of his conditional reinstatement under the NFL's drug policy. Now, if you remember, on yesterday's show, I brought to you the news that Josh Gordon decided to take a leave from the game of football, citing mental health issues. And, you know, then not too far after that, Gordon came out. The news came out that Gordon had failed the NFL's drug policy, or I should say violated the terms of his reinstatement under the NFL's drug policy, and is suspended. Gordon clearly fighting some demons. He had been suspended by the NFL for most of the previous four seasons because of multiple drug violations. Based on the discipline schedule in the collective bargaining agreement, Gordon would be facing banishment from the league for any positive test, though he could still apply for reinstatement. So Gordon's still young, and I still believe he has a lot of football left in him at just the tender age of 27 years old. But he certainly has to get whatever he's battling in check away from the football field. So I have more on Josh Gordon in just a moment. That does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, if you would like to be a part of this hour, you know that number. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and check out the live stream there. Comment below that video. I want to know what your Christmas plans are. And, you know, this is a question I always ask every year on the final current sports show before Christmas. What is the coolest or most memorable? Most memorable, because, you know, just because it's cool, it may not be the most memorable. What's the most memorable, good or bad, Christmas gift that you've ever received? I'm curious. Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Comment below our Facebook live stream at Facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Dashing through the snow. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Jingle Bells, here on this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is December 21st, 2018. We are just 4 days away. 4 days away from Christmas. I know many of you are looking forward to the break, spending some time with your family and friends. Hopefully you aren't alone around this time of the year. I know some are. And you never want that around the holidays, right? So, hey, on behalf of us all here at the WKAR family, we're letting you know that you aren't alone. You always got us, all right? So happy holidays to you and yours. Many of you already commenting on our Facebook page right now at Facebook.com/WKAR News. What's up, Chris? What's up, Ben? I see Stephanie also weighing in. Happy Friday, says Chris. Chris is looking forward to the break. He says, Al, it's going to be nice to have 4 days off in a row after work today. Ben says, happy Christmas weekend. Looking forward to an exciting game concerning tonight's Michigan State and Oakland men's basketball game. Also, Deb. Hi, Deb. Everybody weighing in on social media. We have a lot of listeners out there that watch the show on the regular at our Facebook page, and I really appreciate it, folks. All right, and a question I'm asking you all on this holiday edition of Current Sports, a final Current Sports before Christmas, you know, reflecting on your childhood, or maybe we have some young listeners out there who can, you know, recall this gift very vividly because, you know, they're living through it right now as Santa, you know, is coming to town, and he will be coming to town in 4 days. I want to know, current sports listeners out there, what is the coolest or most memorable gift And, you know, memorable, it could be in a good way or a bad way. I want to know what's the coolest or most memorable gift you've ever received on Christmas? Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can tweet me at Al Martin WKAR or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. You know, why not? We haven't really heard from Drew Henderson from behind the glass. And Drew, I want to say thank you so much for pinch hitting throughout this week and filling in as an engineer in light of our three current sports PAs and reporters and Connor Mathis, Alec Rio, and Jack Kerwin being away because they are students here at Michigan State, being away now for the holidays. Drew, thank you so much, man. Really appreciate that. And I want to know, what is your most memorable Christmas gift? Do you have one?
I have two, as you were talking about it. So the first one, this is the sappy one. My mom, you know, she was divorced. She's a single mom. My sister and I didn't have a lot of money, worked factory job, and then she went back to school to get an associate's degree. But I remember one Christmas, you know, there wasn't a lot of money, and our TV got hit by lightning. We didn't have a TV, and I was like, well, we can get a TV or you can have presents. So my sister and I decided we wanted a television.
Wow.
So that was our Christmas present for that year. And then the other one that I remember, I was in sixth grade and I got my first computer, and that sent me on, you know, the path to my present career, you know, as chief engineer at WKAR Radio. You know, it just, I've always been into technology, and that sent me on the way. And of course, the first day I had that computer, I erased the hard drive.
So
it was a bomb of a Christmas present, and then we had to take it back to Radio Shack and have them reload the hard drive. And I think I destroyed that hard drive a few more times, but here's the thing. Every time I'd screw something up, I made friends with one of the techs at the Radio Shack in Sandusky, Michigan, where I'm from, and he would teach me how to fix it, and I just learned more and more and more, and well, you know. You know the rest, you know.
The rest is history, as they say, right, Drew? And, you know, that's so amazing. That's a really cool story because I don't think, you know, especially around this time of the year, you know, this is a really cool moment for kids, right? Because for me, I mean, I think I believed in Santa Claus. Santa Claus is real for all of our listeners out there, you know, all the way up until I was a grown man. You know what I mean? And for me, you know, looking back at just what went into the preparation, my parents trying to make it special, It truly gets you nostalgic and gets you a bit emotional sometimes, at least for me when I think back at it. And you just never know when a gift could, you know, can impact a young mind. And that's what it did for you. I mean, sixth grade and you get that computer. Who knows what would have happened and where would you be in your career if you didn't receive that computer?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And you can just tell, you know, when you've got a path, and I've just always had that path, and I'm sure it's the same for people in sports. I mean, when you got that ball,
right,
and you know what's going on, you just, this is home. This is my purpose. This is my gift in life. And
right.
Not everybody gets to find that gift. And, you know,
That's true.
We all know that. But I feel fortunate that I did get to.
That is awesome, Drew. Thank you for sharing that story, man. And I guess it's a good thing that you fried that hard drive as well, because that kind of piqued your interest even more, and you became friends with the tech at Radio Shack. So I tell you, you can't tell me that destiny isn't a thing, okay? All right, folks, many of you weighing in, I'm going to get to a few more of your comments because I want to hear from you guys. Again, what's your coolest or most memorable Christmas gift you've ever received? Many of you are weighing in on that. I want to get to that later on in the hour. But before we dive into some sports talk here, I do want to pass along this news. And I want to play a voicer from our very own Abigail Sinsky. All right. The team of lawyers appointed by Attorney General Bill Schuette to investigate MSU's handling of the Larry Nassar case issued an update today before Schuette leaves office. Now, the report alleges MSU superficially supported the investigation while privately attempting to protect the reputation of the university. Again, our Abigail Sinsky has more.
Special Counsel William Forsyth issued an update today on how MSU handled their investigation into Larry Nassar. The report calls out MSU for stonewalling investigators and responding with protectionist tactics. The investigators alleged the school did this by making misleading public statements and providing massive amounts of documents that were relevant to the case. Forsyth says there will be no chance of knowing who knew what and when they knew it at MSU as long as the university continues to invoke attorney-client privilege. The investigation has generated three criminal cases against Kathy Klages, William Strample, and Luanna K. Simon.
All right. Thank you, Abigail, for that update. All right. I want to talk about Raekwon Williams now, because this was the big news coming out of the camp of Michigan State Athletics yesterday. Now, I kind of combed through, if you're just now joining us here on Current Sports, I combed through what happened during our headliner segment just a moment ago. What happened after Michigan State's Red Box Bowl preparation practice yesterday at the football facility? Because there was a bit of confusion. Raekwon, who was a stud and has been a stud for the Michigan State football program, you know, Raekwon is a horse. And we didn't know whether or not Raekwon was going to return to the MSU football program because, you know, reading some forms out there and some NFL, early NFL draft predictions, Raekwon's name was in the mix. You know, I'm not saying that Raekwon, doing my research, I'm not saying that Raekwon was going to be a first-round, second-round pick. But, you know, there were some predictions out there that had Raekwon going somewhere middle to late in this year's NFL draft. So, not sure. You know, we weren't sure what Raekwon was going to do. So, yesterday, after practice, Raekwon is speaking with a group of reporters, one group of reporters, and they asked Raekwon, you know, where is he at when it comes to his decision, whether to return for a senior year or to take his talents and test the waters in the NFL. And this is what he told the first group. Quote, "I think about it. Everybody thinks about it. But the main thing was finishing everything." Then he goes on to say, "I didn't really have time to sit back and acknowledge it yet." So that's what he says to the first group of reporters. And then, I kid you not, just minutes later, and I saw this on Twitter, I retweeted Rico Cooney of SpartanMag.com. Rico was here on Current Sports just a few days ago. And, you know, I guess Rico, you know, asked him the question again, and he gave Rico of Spartan Mag a different answer. He went on to say, this is what Raekwon told Rico Cooney, quote, "I'm pretty set on what I'm going to do. I'm staying. I think I'm staying. I'm staying." So Rico has it on video of Raekwon saying, "I'm staying. I think I'm staying," which is still not foolproof that Raekwon Williams is staying, because "I'm staying. I think I'm staying." But in the end, he says, "I'm staying. I guess he's staying." So Rico puts out that Raekwon is returning. And, you know, Raekwon didn't put out any kind of, like, official statement or anything like that. So it was still kind of gray. But in my mind, because I put out there on our Facebook page that, you know, you read a statement, "I'm staying, I think I'm staying, I'm staying." That means you're staying. So I put on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. You know, I put the screenshot of Rico's tweet confirming that what Raekwon said, and, you know, said that it looks like Raekwon Williams is going to be returning for his senior year. And this morning, you know, Raekwon responded to Chris Solari, who responded to, or I should say retweeted a retweet. I tell you, Twitter, you know, stay with me here, folks. Retweeted a retweet of Raekwon, you know, a story from a Twitter account saying that Raekwon is returning, which means, okay, if you're retweeting that, I guess you agree with that tweet that you are returning. And Chris, you know, basically said that, okay, you know, Raekwon has retweeted this. It's not, and I'm paraphrasing Chris's tweet here, Chris Solari of the Detroit Free Press. Chris basically said that, okay, he retweeted this, but, you know, we haven't heard from him that he is returning. But, you know, in no way, shape, or form is a retweet official confirmation that he is coming back. And then Raekwon, thank goodness, put it all to bed and responded to Chris Solari saying, quote, "Sorry to cause any confusion, my guy. Yes, I am staying in East Lansing." All right, I feel like I needed a breath after all of that, right? Bottom line, Raekwon Williams is coming back with the Michigan State football program, and this is game-changing. I really do believe that, because you get back Williams, who is a key component to this Michigan State defense. A Michigan State defense, by the way, one that I feel was completely wasted this year. You know, Michigan State had the top rushing defense in the nation. They were solid in numerous categories. I mean, you have players like Justin Lane, who is going to the NFL. Lockdown corner, hard to throw on him. This was a defense that performed, you know, Saturday in and Saturday out, and at least gave Michigan State numerous chances to beat their opponent despite how bad the offense was. And that's why I say this Michigan State, this top-tier Michigan State defense was wasted, because the offense was totally inept. Couldn't move the ball down the field, you know, the quarterback controversy, no holes opening up for the run game. Then you lose Felton Davis III, who was having quite the year and making Brian Lewerke look like the second coming of Joe Montana, even though Brian Lewerke, it came out that he was having this shoulder issue throughout the season. The offensive woes are well documented. And it just, you know, and I know many Spartan fans feel the same way. When you have a defense like that, I mean, if the offense was just average, just give me an average Spartan offense, and I feel like Michigan State would have been right there in contention for a conference championship. But that wasn't the case this year. But you get a piece like Raekwon Williams back. Started 28 straight games. Key piece to that number one ranked rushing defense, just allowing, you know, 81.3 yards per game. You know, closing out a very productive year, 49 tackles, 9.5 for loss, 1.5 sacks, 3 quarterback hurries, a forced fumble, 5 pass breakups, third team all Big Ten selection by the coaches and the media. That is the kind of player that you want returning for your program. It's amazing. And you pair up, you know, Raekwon Williams for another year with Mike Panishuk. I mean, it's amazing. Those two are a force together on that line. I believe they call themselves Salt and Pepper. I love that nickname. Salt and Pepper. That's fantastic. So you bring back those two pieces. Now, the big question mark here is what exactly is redshirt defensive end Kenny Willekes and also junior linebacker Joe Bocci going to do? Because the name of Willekes is out there when it comes to the NFL draft. You know, I was doing some research on Willekes, and, you know, Mel Kiper is the guy, right? Mel Kiper of ESPN, you know, that's all Mel does. I mean, he literally sits in his cubicle and watches film on these NFL draft prospects day in and day out, so that when the NFL draft comes, he knows a little bit about everybody that's coming out of the NFL draft. I mean, he's really good at his job. And according to Mel Kiper, has Willekes named as the number 10 draft eligible defensive end. That's pretty good. Especially when you look at Kenny Willekes. I mean, this is a kid who is a walk-on. Who would have thought that a walk-on would eventually become the Big Ten Smith Brown defensive lineman of the year? That's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. He was also a second-team All-American selection by the Walter Camp Football Foundation and Football Writers Association of America. I mean, for Willekes, 76 total tackles, 8.5 sacks, 12 quarterback hurries. That's pretty impressive. A walk-on, folks. Talk about dreams coming true. So if you're Kenny Willekes, knowing that you're a walk-on, you have a season like this, and you're the number 10 draft-eligible defensive end, according to Mel Kiper Jr. of ESPN, I mean, how much more can you bolster that stock? Kenny, I think, may go. When it comes to Joe Bocci, I think Joe may return. And when it comes to my thoughts on whether or not this is the right move for Raekwon Williams, I think Raekwon is making the right move here. You know, Raekwon I saw going anywhere from you know, the middle of the NFL draft to late. And I think that Raekwon is a talent and is so good, and we've seen him develop over time so much that if he continues to go on this upward trend, I think Raekwon can maybe become a second-round pick. Or maybe even late first round. I think he's that good of a talent. So this is fantastic. And now if you're Coach D, knowing that Raekwon is coming back, you got Mike Panishuk on that line. Now, sure, Willekes and Joe Bocci still up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen there. But even just Raekwon Williams and Mike Panasiuk on that line, that defense, I think, is going to be solid next season. If you're Mark D'Antonio, the only concern that you have with your program right now is figuring out how do we correct the offensive hurdles, starting with the quarterback situation. Great move by Raekwon Williams. I think he's going to be fantastic next season. I think he's making the right decision here. And I think that Raekwon returning makes Coach D'Antonio's job a lot easier. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, I want to briefly touch on this whole situation with Josh Gordon and, you know, him being suspended by the NFL and Josh deciding to take some time away from the game of football to focus on his mental health. And I'm going to weigh in on this whole tampering situation when it comes to LeBron James possibly recruiting Anthony Davis from the New Orleans Pelicans to the LA Lakers. All right, that and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.
Christmas trees, decorate the house with lights at night, snow's on the ground, snow white so bright, in the fireplace is the Yule log, beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog, the rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of...
One of my favorite joints right there, a little Run DMC for you. Happy holidays to you and yours. You just heard my thoughts on Raekwon Williams returning to Michigan State for a senior year. That's a game-changing move, and it certainly helps this Michigan State team going into 2019. Just got to figure out the offense now. I think Raekwon Williams, again, if he continues the trend of him just getting better and still being a force on that Michigan State defensive line, the defense is going to be just fine. It's just the offense. It's just the offense. Also, I'm seeing a comment here on our Facebook page. Chris says that Chris Solari said that Willekes and Bocci are staying. I just double-checked that, and I see no such report coming out. So patience is a virtue, Spartan fans. I'm not seeing anything coming out about Kenny Willekes or Joe Bocci making their decision just yet. I just did a quick some quick research during that very brief first break here on Current Sports, and I don't see a report like that. If you do, though, while I'm here on the air, Throw that link into our comment section at the Facebook page, all right? Real briefly here, I do want to talk about this whole Josh Gordon situation because it's a bit troubling. It really is. And, you know, it's one of those things you look at and you just want to root for Josh. Whatever he's going through, away from the game of football, and clearly he's going through something. Something has been tormenting Josh Gordon for a long, long time. Throughout his NFL career, even prior to that, you know, reports came out that, you know, he was in, you know, abusing his body with drugs dating back to like middle school. This is a young man who has so much potential. When he's healthy, when he's in tune with the game, he is one of the best players in the National Football League. And, you know, I thought it was incredibly mature of him. It has been incredibly mature of him because he did the same thing when he was with the Cleveland Browns to walk away and say, look, I need to focus on my health, my mental health, because right now I'm not in tune with who I am and I need help. And he's not ashamed in letting that be known. So I'm glad that Josh is taking some time away from football, you know, and I think that, you know, because the relation between mental disorders and the game of football, it's well documented, okay? But I think Josh's case is a bit different here because, again, as I stated, Josh's abuse dates all the way back to when he was in middle school. All right, now we can sit here and we can talk CTE and we can talk traumatic brain injuries and the effect and the long-term health problems that leads to for many former football players, for many current football players. There's clear links to depression and you know, just other thoughts that don't come to you quick enough, you know, trouble remembering things. I mean, CTE is a real thing, but I think in the case of Josh Butler, there's more to the story than just brain trauma here from playing the game. Sure, that may be a thing that hasn't been proven with Josh Butler, but there's more layers to his story. Anytime you are abusing drugs as a middle schooler, there are some things going on in your life that are in your past that are still haunting you. So I just want to say that I hope Josh finds the right help. And some of the responses that I've seen from some out there in the national media, one in particular that went on to bash Josh Butler and call him a complete waste of talent without looking at Josh Gordon, a human being, is totally ignorant. Totally ignorant, especially in the day that we live in when we're seeing suicide rates go through the roof and, you know, depression and mental health. You know, it really needs to be, you know, and I think we're getting there. We're nowhere close to where we need to be. But the awareness of mental health and how important that is here in 2018, to totally disregard that and to attack Josh Gordon and say that he's a waste of talent, that's ignorance. And it's not seeing the whole picture. So bottom line, I'm rooting for Josh Gordon. And whether or not he should get another chance in the league, I think he should. You know, I've seen many players out there get second, third, fourth chances. Why not Josh Gordon, a man who clearly knows he has a problem and is making strides toward trying to get better? All right. The other story I do want to briefly touch on is this whole LeBron James situation. As small market GMs are upset that the NBA won't enforce tampering rules based on what the king, LeBron James, guard/forward of the Los Angeles Lakers, had to say, publicly endorsing a pursuit of a trade for Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans. These small market GMs are privately expressing outrage over what they believe is the NBA's unwillingness to enforce the league's tampering rules. Now, I'll say this. First off, I'm not a fan of the tampering rules, period. Okay, you know, it's real petty if you ask me. But to play devil's advocate to that view, just briefly here, I can kind of see where these small market GMs are going. You know, first off, you know, if you're not familiar with the tampering rules in the NBA, I mean, heck, to bring a local feel to the conversation, I mean, Magic Johnson, who is now the head man in charge of the Los Angeles Lakers, he got fined for tampering based on public comments that he made of, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks. And his comments, he got fined $50,000 for those comments. You know, basically, you know, commenting on Giannis, his passing ability and his, you know, his above average basketball IQ, his understanding of the game. And it basically alluded to, you know, this is what the tampering rule states, that you're alluding to possibly, you know, recruiting that player. And, you know, that happened in February of this year. And then June of this year, you know, he got fined again for another tampering violation for comments made. So, you know, you have to be careful what you say, because it could be looked at as trying to recruit a player. So if you're going to be fair here and find those like Magic and other GMs who may make comments about other talent in the league that could be seen as, oh, you're trying to recruit that player to your organization, why not fine LeBron James, who has, in my opinion, more influence than most GMs and owners in the National Basketball Association today? If LeBron makes this comment about recruiting Anthony Davis, and of course the New Orleans Pelicans don't want Anthony Davis to leave the organization, you know what that would do financially to that organization? If you're going to find guys like Magic Johnson and other owners and GMs, when LeBron makes a comment, you just turn the other way? I'm just speaking on fairness here. If you're going to find Magic, you got to find LeBron James, to be fair. And at the end of the day, I don't like the tampering rule at all. You know, I just think it's petty, you know, just because you voice some comments about a player coming to your organization. Oh, you need to be fined. I mean, come on, dude. That's just real petty. At the end of the day, these ball players are going to do what they want to do. They're grown men. This is a business. Cry me a river. If you want to win, you know, bring more talent to your organization. Do what you got to do to win. All right. All right. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will welcome to the show Johnny Lewis of Blessed Body Training. We've got another Fit Fridays for you. And this is, I'm sure, of immense importance because we all will be eating like trash over this holiday weekend, I am sure. All right? So we certainly need this segment. Fit Fridays with Johnny Lewis coming right at you. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports, the final live edition of Current Sports before Christmas. Yeah, happy holidays to you and yours. And right now, to close out the hour, as we do each and every Friday edition of Current Sports, we now welcome to the show Johnny Lewis, founder of Blessed Body Training, for a segment we entitle Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis, who joins us live from Arizona. J. Lou, happy holidays. How you doing, my man?
Hey, happy holidays, Al.
Always good
I'm
hearing from
great.
You. Are you, and I have to ask, Johnny, you know, I just mentioned before we brought you on the show, of course, it is the holidays, and many, like myself, will be eating some very tasty treats, but also very unhealthy treats. So it's got to be real tough, man, when you're trying to stay in shape, but then the holidays come and you're around friends and family and you see that pie and the cheesecake and all of the other foods and goodies out there. I mean, how do you stay disciplined around this time of the year, man? It kind of goes out the window.
Yeah, it's really hard, man. It's really hard. There's definitely alternatives that help you stay disciplined if you want to do some cooking yourself. Or if you want to do that extra shopping, searching for the healthy alternatives, but they're definitely out there, Al. And I have a hard time myself, you know, staying away from cheesecake because that's my all-time favorite. So right. Around the holidays, you know, you have a couple of cheat days, but you can make up for it, right?
Oh, you certainly can, without a doubt. I think, you know, I'm going to have about 5 cheat days this upcoming break, and then I'll just get back in the gym and hit it hard, man. But, again, you give us a tip that you can use in the gym and, of course, in the kitchen each and every week. I want to start in the gym, and you want to talk about the benefits of stretching.
You know what, Al? I think I want to flip the switch switch it up a little bit. I know Al Martin, you're ready for anything, so I want to change it up if you don't mind.
Please do. Go ahead.
I want to talk about group workouts and group runs, group activity workouts, because I think that's a great way to get tons of accountability partners, because when you engage in group activities, you meet people. And the reason I thought about it is because I've been hosting a group hike and a group run for the past, like, 2 months. You know, me and a couple of buddies, we started a hiking group. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and since we've started it, we've gotten so many people to come along, and so many new friendships have been made. And, you know, it's a great way to meet people and meet these accountability partners. So, and one of the things when I was in Detroit, there was a group called Run This Town Detroit. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have. That really blew up over time, didn't it?
Exactly. It blew up. A few guys I know from back home started that group. And the thing is, it's blown up, and so many people have, you know, gotten to fitness and met so many people, new friends throughout the process. So I said, why not do the same thing in Arizona, you know?
Right. Well, I'm curious, Johnny, because, you know, I remember having conversations with you about that idea. And, you know, when you're starting a fitness group, I'm curious as to what steps that you take to grow that group over time? Did it just start with a few cats you knew in the area and you guys just started running or working out, and then along the way you just tell people about it and say, hey, come out every Wednesday or something? How did that work for you?
So I met some, actually it started with some work buddies of mine, and they were on a fitness journey themselves, and I told them what I do, and they invited me to a hike, and then like we all just thought of it. It started off with what, 3 or 4 of us, and like last week we had 11 people come out. So it's been growing every week, and it just started with us three, and we were like, why don't we just start a group? And I'm like, oh, that's an amazing idea, and it correlates with the brand and everything. So you kind of just have to initiate it, you know, and I challenge you to start winning East Lansing now.
Man,
a running group or something.
I tell you what, with my schedule, man, that would certainly be a challenge. But when I do, I'm going to have to pick your brain about how to go about that, right? And the thing is, you're out in Arizona. It's so easy, you know, to go run because the weather's awesome. You know, people want to get outdoors and go run. It would certainly have to be at a gym if we were to do it here in East Lansing.
Oh, no. I mean, yeah, we definitely have more, like, mountains and hills out here. But there's so many trails in Michigan. I used to have a few in East Lansing, actually. Lake Lansing has a really good back trail behind the apartments. Going down that road. So
right. There's
an app called All Trails. Look up that app, and it shows you trails across the country.
That is awesome stuff, Johnny. Yeah. And I think it bodes well. It goes right into the conversation that you just brought up when it comes to having accountability partners, something that you've dedicated a segment to in the last few weeks we've had you on, because it's so important to have people that are going to hold you accountable when trying to get fit and in shape. And this is an easy way to do that, Johnny.
Exactly. And there's tons of like Facebook groups for like hiking groups, especially out here in Arizona. But I'm sure you can find some in Michigan or any state that you may be in. Listen, you know, for all our listeners in other states, I'm sure you can find them on Facebook. I see them all the time, especially for people that just moved to new areas. So
right.
It's really helpful for me.
All right, I want to, you know, since you threw me for a loop just then and flipped the script on me, Johnny. I want to ask you this then, because you know I was messaging you this earlier, and you know, well, actually last night when I was at the gym, we were talking about this because you posted a really funny picture on your Instagram about you know how crowded it gets in January when you have all these people that normally don't go to the gym on a regular basis. 2019 comes and they want to turn a new leaf, right? And the gyms get so crazy in January. Like it is insane how many New Year's resolutions are trying to be made in the gym come January, but then February comes and it's like, all right, yeah, now where are they at right now? But for the
exactly.
person who goes to the gym on the regular, Johnny, I mean, how do you deal with the crowds come next month?
Man, it's kind of I love it because I love more people in the gym. I wish they would stay crowded and maybe more gyms will open. I think that's the best solution.
Right.
But it is slightly annoying, you know, when you're used to the gym being kind of empty around this time, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, I can't even get on the squat machine. I gotta wait my turn. But
right.
I go at night. I go at night pretty often. So like sometimes I'm in the gym at like midnight, definitely since I record videos, and it's definitely not as many people. So if you can go at those, you know, odd hours, that's a good way to avoid the crowds. But, you know, it's a good way to meet people, so I'm not mad at it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And it's good that, you know, those individuals who have been sitting around on the couch for months and months and months are trying to get in the gym and get healthier, man. And one quick tip that you can give our listeners out there, those who are sitting back and saying, you know what, Johnny, that's me. You know, when 2019 comes, it's one of my goals. It's one of my things that I want to get better at come the new year. How can they stay consistent and how can they stay motivated to get up and stay in the gym come the new year?
Okay, man. So I preach this time and time again. I say, and it goes with what we were just talking about with the groups, accountability partner. Even with myself, like people that ask me to go to the gym, sometimes I'm lazy myself, like less body. I get lazy, I get tired. But when you have somebody that's counting on you, it gets you in there, trust me. So this is that accountability partner. Find an accountability partner to do your New Year resolution with, and a good accountability partner that's going to stay on your head.
So right.
That's my biggest advice, to be honest. So we're gonna keep on revisiting that.
Yeah, well, I think it's a great point because, you know, and the thing what you just said, Johnny, a good accountability partner. Not a yes man or a yes woman who's going to say, oh yeah, just take a day off, honey. Or y'all, no, nah, man, you went in last night. You're fine today. You know, you can have a cheat day. You know, you need somebody who's going to keep it real with you and keep it honest with you, right?
You got to keep it real, and you got to, you know, you can't be soft. You got to stick to it. Stick to the plan.
I love it. All right, Johnny. Well, this is the last Blessed Body segment that we have, of course, before Christmas. And I want to ask this to, as we come up here on the close of the hour, you know, the question I had to our listeners out there, what is your favorite or I should say most memorable Christmas gift that you've ever had? What's the coolest or most memorable Christmas gift you've ever had? We got a lot of responses. I want to know yours. What is yours?
So this is great because it's super relevant. And it was a tie between two because I was listening to the show.
Yeah.
But I was going to say my drums at first, my drum set that my mom got when I was like five. My parents got me a drum set. But you know what? It's even better, a bench set that I got around 10 or 11. I can't remember what age, but it was my first bench set. So that's what started it off.
Wow.
I mean, I was already working out before, but mama, I asked for a bench set, and I got it when I was 10. It only went up to like 100 pounds, but, you know, at that time, that was a lot of weight, you know?
Yeah, for you, as the little J. Lou, right, that turned you into the beast that you are today. And I think that's a similar story to what Drew spoke of earlier this hour. You never know what kind of gift you can give around Christmas for a young man or woman that will spark interest, that will propel them into whatever destiny they choose to pursue. So
I'd be in better shape, that's for sure, if I'd have gotten a weight set versus a computer. But hey, the computer pays the bills.
That's true. Exactly. That's a good point, Drew. All right, Johnny, thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, thanks. And Al, real quick, my family said hi, my dad said hi, and happy holidays. And you stay blessed, man.
You got it, man. I love the Lewis family. Love and thanks to them. Right back at them, Johnny. Thank you so much, bro.
All right. Have a good one.
All right, folks. That does it. Again, I want to wish a Merry Christmas to you and yours. Much love to Johnny Lewis of Blessed Body Training for joining us for another edition of Fit Fridays. All our guests throughout the week, absolutely fantastic. Rico Cooney, Aaron Harris. We'll be back at it next week, Thursday, for the first live current sports after Christmas. Until then, happy holidays and be easy, people.
Shazam!